These are the sounds of New York. Building, growing, working together. It only happens because of the working men and women of New York State's unions. Construction workers, teachers, police and fire, healthcare workers, and many more.
Take a closer look at millionaire Richard Hanna. He invested over $1 million in oil companies that received billions in tax breaks, even companies involved in the BP oil disaster. Worse, Hanna used his money to support an organization with a radical agenda to privatize Social Security. The more we learn about Richard Hanna, the more troubling it is.
Noree Smith picks up a lot of kids in front of a lot of houses, so she knows something about property taxes and school funding.
Yep.
She'll tell you, John Nutting wrote the law that shifted $94 million into our poorer schools and lowered our property taxes.
Yep.
And in Congress, he'd cut taxes on families, not corporations.
That's right.
Hoosier families face tough choices. Fill the fridge or fill the gas tank. If Jackie Walorski gets her way, it'll only get tougher. She wants a new 23% sales tax. We face enough hard choices. Voting against Jackie Walorski and her 23% tax isn't one of them. She won't ever stand with us.
Montana is big sky country, but don't come here with pie-in-the-sky promises. So on taxes, here's the deal. Barack Obama will lower them for Montana's middle-class families a lot more than John McCain. Want proof? Go to www.taxcutfacts.com.
Our part of New York is hurting, so we don't understand why George Phillips signed a pledge that gives more tax breaks to big corporations when they ship American jobs overseas. It's true. The plan George Phillips supports actually rewards companies with tax breaks when they close down American plants and outsource those jobs overseas to places like China. That's Phillips' plan for the economy. More tax breaks for them, and even fewer opportunities for us. We can do better.